I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Another anti-conversion amendment takes effect tomorrow in India, this time in Gujarat state. John Podaiti of Bibles for the World tells us,
it's now the ninth state that has an anti-conversion law in place, and these amendments are being made to make them stronger. It's directed against Christians and Muslims. And this is something that the BJP party, the pro-Hindu factions, have been really pushing.
The new amendment supposedly targets forced conversions in marriage, but believers are skeptical. Pray for them as they do gospel work in this tense atmosphere.
It continues to be a season where our partners have to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Pray that they will have wisdom from the Lord, be strong in their faith, and that they will continue to reach out with the message of salvation through Jesus Christ.
And in 1979, the construction of a dam flooded an old Mexican church and buried it under a lake. Now, it's reemerged above the water. The reason? An intense drought that choked parts of Central America over the last 2 years. Brian Dennett of AMG International says changing weather patterns are to blame.
There are many farmers that have lost their crops. There are areas that are rationing water. People have really been affected. We've seen this in a few areas where AMG works, where people are just short on cash and can't get new crops planted because the old crops didn't produce. So it's kind of a cycle that's very problematic.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.